First of all, Jason, with all the injuries happening around, what's the general mood and morale about the team at this point? You know, the possibility you may not have your starting quarterback on Sunday. Dez Bryant gets hurt today and whatnot. What's the general mood around here today?
Well, I think it's a positive mindset. You know, I mean, there's good energy. Obviously, you know, it's tough to find yourself in a situation to be playing for NFC East division, and we know what's at stake, and I'm sure for both teams, you know, you're pouring everything, you're emptying the bucket and pouring everything you can into your preparation to go try to win a division and get a home field playoff game. So, obviously it's been tough, but now's not the time to feel sorry for yourself, and so we're going out there and preparing, and obviously we know we got a tough opponent in the Eagles.
Jason, you've been in this experience, in this situation the past 2 years. How does that experience either help you or is there anything you gained from that?
I don't know. I mean, there's no question that being in those situations, you know, and experiencing what we did the last 2 years, and obviously we came up short, you know, it sets in, you know, deep in your gut, you know, and you feel that. But I really think you have to take the emotion out of it because – it's a new year. It's a new team. Obviously, we're facing a different opponent. And so I think what our focus has been on and needs to continue to be on is what's going to allow us to execute in a game against a tough opponent. And as much as made about the last 2 years and coming up short, it's ultimately about what's going to allow you to play winning football to give yourself a chance to win. And so you have to kind of eliminate all the other emotions about it and go prepare so that you can have a chance to win. And I think that's for both teams in those situations. So when you have experienced it and you've came up short, you know, it hurts. It's tough. But, again, it's a new year. Nobody cares about that. I mean, you have to be able to move forward and handle it that way to give yourself the best chance to win.
Hey, I would guess Kyle Orton didn't get a lot of first-team reps until this week. How's he looked? And, you know, if he's the guy, you know, how do you feel about the offense moving forward here?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we just have to wait and play it out. But you know, Kyle, I can't say enough positive things about him. I mean, he's, you know, a veteran backup quarterback. He's had a lot of starts in this league and success in this league. And he's got a great rapport with the guys. I mean, as I would say, probably most veteran backups do, he's constantly communicating with Tony and with some of the other guys on the offense and the coverages and fronts and the plays and even when he was the backup. But you're right, Tony practices hard and you know, takes majority if not all the reps with our offense throughout the season. So you haven't had that much reps with him. But the one good thing we do have is that, you know, most of the OTAs, Tony was out, and now it's going back to May and June, but got some work with him when Tony was out with the injury this spring and summer. So you got to be able to overcome that, though, and move forward and adjust. And we've had two good practices so far in preparing for the Eagles.
Have you spoken with Tony Romo at any point? Have you talked to him? Have you spoken to him about how he feels and all that and where he is and all that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we speak, when you're friends with a guy like that, and you work together the way we have over the last 11 years, and you become friends, so yeah, you're constantly communicating. But you know, just unbelievable job by him last week, and really willing himself into allowing us to win this game against the Redskins. I mean, the ultimate competitor. You know, it's amazing just the will he had and he showed in order to get that win for us. But, you know, I know he's working through it and he'd give anything in the world to be out there if he's able to. And you know, our job is to support him as much as we can.
Do you think if it's a question of how much he can tolerate and how much he can deal with it that he'll play?
Well, I think everybody – I mean, I don't know enough about the injury to really answer that, but – I think everybody inside our football team, and I know for a fact, if there's any way physically possible that he could do it, he would do it. I mean, he's done it, shown it throughout his career, and just the ultimate competitor. And I mean, I've never seen anything like it. The way he just continues to to fight and find ways to. It's one thing to play with an injury and finish a game. It's another thing to put the team on your back and go down and score the game-winning drive and create the plays that he did. If he's able at all, if he has a chance, then I know he would be out there.
What's the difference in style of play, I guess, between Kyle and Tony if Tony weren't able to play on Sunday?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, obviously, Tony is an elite quarterback in the National Football League. I mean, he can make all the throws. He creates a lot with his legs and extends plays and really played at a high level this year, you know, and the reason why we're playing in this game for the division is because of how well he's played. So, he's one of the top, in my opinion, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And he showed it week in and week out over the course of this season. And Kyle, I mean, he understands this system. He's smart. He's tough. He can throw the ball. He understands what he's being asked to do as a quarterback. And he's got great confidence and believes that he can go out there and give us a chance to win this game. So, great opportunity. Obviously, you would hope everybody's healthy and ready to go, but you got to be able to handle those circumstances and move forward and have good practices because this is a football team that's playing really well right now in the Eagles.
And Jason, how are the Eagles different now compared to when you saw them October 20th?
Well, I think their defense is playing really well. They're getting off the field a lot more. They're getting pressure on the quarterback. Really feel like they're coming. They got a lot more confidence in that system and the way they play. The coverage is good. They're stopping the run. It's really hard for teams to run the ball on them on the outside. I think Cole and Barwin are really setting the edge to make it tough for teams to do that. And guys are playing well on the inside and with their linebackers on the inside. So with Ryan and Kendricks there. So they play well, you know, and they have 6-7 defensive linemen that come in and all of them play at a high level and get to the quarterback.
Do you think if Tony Romo was able to walk off and play on Sunday without taking any reps in practice at all, that would affect your offense to a great degree?
I mean, he's pretty confident and had a lot of reps in this offense. And I don't think that. I mean, obviously you'd like to practice and do all those things, but, I don't think that would affect it too much. And I think we all have confidence in him. So we'll just have to see how it plays out.